From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Tomorrow, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton heads to South Korea at a time when the situation on the Korean Peninsula is the most tense it's been in years. North and South Korea have both said they will retaliate if the other side launches a military strike. 2 days of talks between Secretary Clinton and Chinese leaders yielded little progress on North Korea, as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
I do remember.
With most of her substantive talks over in Beijing, Secretary Clinton sat in as a guest on a state-run TV talk show. After fielding questions about work-life balance and Chelsea's wedding, she talked about the incident that sparked the current crisis.
We are very concerned about the sinking of the South Korean vessel. The 400-page independent report determined that North Korea did it. Don't ask me why. I don't understand why they would do that.
As the secretary pondered, the two Koreas reverted to their Cold War status quo of exchanging propagandistic taunts across the demilitarized zone via loudspeaker. North Korea today announced it would sever all remaining ties with the South and ordered all Southerners out of the Kaesong Joint Industrial Zone. The South, meanwhile, officially relisted the North as its principal enemy. These looked like a flurry of final blows to South Korea's so-called sunshine policy of détente with the North. Since taking office 2 years ago, President Lee Myung-bak has dismantled the sunshine policy and used aid to the impoverished North to reward or punish its behavior.
And I think a lot of the South Koreans felt that this was working and that they were getting the upper hand on North Korea.
Joel Witt, a Korea's expert at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, says sanctioning Pyongyang for its missile and nuclear tests and other transgressions is not wrong, but it's not a complete policy either.
If we think we can just kind of rest on a strategy of putting pressure on North Korea and a strategy of containing it, and maybe even trying to modify its behavior through that kind of approach, then we're sadly mistaken. It's just not going to work.
Witt points out that when it comes to pressuring Pyongyang, the U.S. and other nations harbor illusions that China is going to do the heavy lifting just because it has the most leverage over the North. In fact, critics say Beijing has shielded Pyongyang from the effect of sanctions. Secretary Clinton today said the U.S. was working well with Beijing, but she also suggested that Beijing would be in no hurry to get the U.N. Security Council to hit Pyongyang with fresh sanctions. She said that what Beijing wanted was
a period of careful consideration in order to determine the best way forward in dealing with North Korea as a result of this latest incident.
Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao will visit Seoul this week. Some observers see it as Beijing's attempt to be even-handed towards the South after hosting North Korean leader Kim Jong-il on a recent visit to China. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.